Hi, this is John Delancey, and you are listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
Hi, this is David Kay, and you're listening to Altered Geek. Geek.
Yes. You're tuned in to Steve Megatron on Altered Geek.
Hello and welcome to Altered Geek. I'm your host, Steve Megatron. Joining me on this adventure into geekdom is TFG1 Mike.
Hello.
And Mike Powers.
Yeah, let's see if we remember how to do this.
Yeah, it's been a month.
Yeah, I know.
It's okay.
It has been a time, yes.
Yes, it has been a time.
Well, you did 10 years. Now you get a month off.
Yeah,
I'm sure there have been plenty of months off in between the last 10 years.
Yeah,
for this show specifically, yeah, I'm sure we've had time off.
This show specifically, yes.
Yes. So, yeah, tonight's episode is brought to you by my stupid brain because I remember something you and Steve said years ago about Ultimate Geek Spaces, and at the time, partially where the genesis for the topic tonight comes from is back when you and your lovely wife moved to Ohio at the time, you guys were doing up your house with surround sound and all your stuff. So, yeah, you were waiting on the solar panels still.
Oh, okay. So this is
that's how old this topic is.
Well, okay. So we moved down here in 2016. So like, I didn't know if this was like a podcast that I had like done in like 2016 or 2017. Nope. But then you mentioned the solar panels, and that makes it 2020. So
yeah, it was definitely yeah. I know you guys moved there then, but I don't remember. Somewhere in 2019 or 2020, you were mentioning about doing the solar panels, and then Steve, as far as I remember, between the moves that he's done, he still hasn't, to this day, set up his office the way he really wants it set up. And he had said something about talking about our Ultimate Geek Spaces, how we set them up, what we want to do with them, what we've done with places we've lived at in the past, and et cetera, et cetera. So that's where this comes from. So,
well, I apologize for that.
It's okay. Hey, life happens, you know, things happen, whatever, you know, between now and 2020, we've all had so much pandemic notwithstanding, but there's been so much going on in all of our lives that it just hasn't. And I'm just like, okay, I've had this draft saved in the back end of the website for 3 years now. We're doing this stuff. Because I think it'll be fun. Plus, I've just kind of myself, and I showed you guys the photos in Facebook, I've got pretty much everything set up the way I wanted as far as at least the stuff that's on the walls.
Well, I don't know about fun. I think it'll be interesting to talk about because where I was like headspace wise 3 years ago is like way different than where I am now, like in terms of in my headspace for like what my ideal room or setup is. So it'll be interesting.
Steve.
So I have this own this visual in my head of what I want in my geek space. But it one requires the funds and two requires a different, I guess, layout.
A holodeck.
Yeah, basically. I mean, part of the problem is I like my desk, but it's not in the right area, because directly behind me is my window. I almost need like a flat wall behind me in order to move my desk around. It creates this other conundrum of these these desk shelves that are kind of sitting there. So I don't quite know as far as like how I would move it around for what I've got.
And for me, on a whole, I would say since about 2010, I've had the exact same desk in so many places I've lived since 2010. In 2007, when did that happen? It must have been 2010. Yeah. So this is a long time ago now, but my grandmother had passed away in 2007 on my mom's side. And she left her six children, whatever, some of whatever. And my mom was like, okay, you can get one last final big gift from your grandmother. And years previous to this, I had lived with a friend of mine, and he had this big L-shaped, like 6-foot by 9-foot desk. Think of like all the office desks you kind of see with all the up cabinets. I don't have any of the up cabinets. I just have the desk itself. I said, okay, well, this is what I want. This is what I remember my buddy having. This is where I know to get it in Louisville, Kentucky. So it's a 6-foot by 9-foot oak-like cherry oak desk that I've had for over a decade now. Every place I've ever lived, it's since then has been with me. So once I find the center of the room of whichever wall I want it on, that's where the desk goes. I then move things around. Other than that, after that goes. So I've got enough room for my computer. Not that this happens at all, but if anyone ever wants to come over and podcast in person, I've got more than enough room to do that. And the rest of it's just display space, pretty much, for Funko Pops or toys or whatever the hell else.
Okay, I'm lost. Are we sharing what our current like spaces are now?
Yeah. Okay. Everything, all of it. Yes.
Well, I have my desk kind of somewhat figured out, but most of my stuff is in a cabinet. I have displays, they're just not completely visible. And I've been 3D printing stuff, so I kind of have that in my background. And it presently works again, which is great.
Yay!
I'm printing a base for one of my 3D printed starships.
What were you going to say, Mike?
Oh, I just want to make it. I don't think we made that clear. That that's because we were talking about like our ultimate geek spaces, and then we went right into talking about what we currently have. And I don't think we like said that to anybody because I was confused by what was happening.
I was giving context to my desk. That's all I was trying to do. As far as like that's wherever I live, whatever the current or the past or whatever, my ultimate geek space is based around this 6-foot by 9-foot desk.
I just don't do desks. I can't. It probably comes back to like I one of the reasons I don't stream games or anything like that is because I think to do it right, you need to be able to like possibly, or in my head, to be able to do it right, you need to be able to sit at a desk and play video games, and I can't do that. I cannot. Like, no. I have to be sitting on a couch with a controller in my hand and a giant TV in front of me. The only thing I do at a desk is I do this podcast and I work. That's all I do at a desk.
I do everything at my desk.
So, I guess my current setup downstairs is mine, but it's our family room, but it's technically like my gaming space, I guess. I've got several shelving units down there with various like collectibles on it, Legos and action figures and my movies and my video games that I still, or I'll say my video games and my movies that I still buy. I don't really buy a lot of physical games anymore, but mostly it's just full of stuff that's like collecting dust. I don't know. And lately it's kind of interesting because like I keep trying to like, because I have the ability, like I can pretty much make there's only a couple more tweaks to the room, like down to my like space downstairs that I need to do to like make it what I want ideally. So I'm not that far off from achieving my goal. The real thing is, and this is what I brought up like last year or brought up earlier, was my headspace right now is like I sit down there to like watch TV or watch movie or play a game, and I think about like putting all my Legos in a box and throwing them in the garage.
Yeah.
Like I'm trying to like I want to say like de-geek, but like I'm trying to get to like this that ideal. Like right now I'm in like this minimalist kick where like I want things to be as like streamlined and as fluid as possible. Like I don't even carry like a wallet anymore. Like my wallet like sticks to my phone.
So yeah, it's all digital. Like,
well, yeah, but like I have a wallet, but it sticks to my phone and it only carries three cards, which is a driver's license, a credit card, and an insurance card. Like that's all I carry on me when I leave the house. But like I'm trying to like do that in other parts of my life. Like I decluttered my nightstand. Like I used to have like three charging cables on it. Now I have one that charges everything. I'm just trying to like simplify, clean things up.
So, okay, you're talking about the charging cables, and I have to ask. You said to us in the Facebook chat about having to wait now because you have your order in for your next new iDevice.
Not yet. Not yet, I don't. Tomorrow morning.
Okay, well, by the time this releases, his order will be in for his next iPhone.
God willing. God willing.
Okay, well, you know, you're really jinxing this here. My question is, once you get the next iPhone, it's USB-C. You only need one cable. You don't need three cables. There's your minimalist right there.
Well, I simplified it even further. I've gone in on the MagSafe stuff. So
okay.
I've been wireless charging my phone since June, I think. June or July. So that didn't faze me. I am happy for travel though. I'm happy for like packing up and going somewhere. Like I don't have to, but then again, everything I brought with me on the road uses a lightning cable anyways. So now, funny story about that though, like pre-ordering the phone, like it's a ritual for me. I've done it every year since 2007. I've always gotten the phone on launch day, and I've been looking forward to, you know, I've been very hesitant about planning any like trips away from home in September because like I don't know when I'm going to be able to order the phone and I don't know when it's going to arrive, but I know someone needs to be here to sign for it because of how expensive they are.
Yep.
And so all this stuff kept cropping up like, oh, this weekend is September, that weekend is September. And it just so happened, like, especially this year, the two weekends that my wife and I are home happen to be the Friday that you can pre-order it and the Friday that it gets delivered. So it just happened out that, you know, it wasn't in conflict with travel plans that we had. And so I was like, okay, good. This is great. It's all going to be great. And at 9 a.m., like I've done like the last 3 years, I can go on and I can check out and be done with the whole process in about 5 minutes. I don't have to tell anyone at work that I'm stepping away from my desk or anything like that. I can just be done. And then my boss today sends out a meeting invite for 9 a.m.
Jinx.
And I'm like losing my mind because I'm sitting here going, well, because I know it's a BS meeting. So I'm sitting here going, do I mute myself and just try to do like the pre-order thing? Like while I'm sitting in this meeting, half listening, half not, like, and not engaged at all in the meeting until like my order goes through.
And then
I'm thinking that that's not a good idea because inevitably something almost always goes wrong with my order. Like it's never really as my wife's goes smooth. Mine never. So I'm sitting here just like, I'm like, do I do that? And then I'm talking with my coworkers because they're in on the meeting too. And they know that this is something that I want. I'm like, should I like just say that I'm on the phone with on a call with like a someone out in the field and I can't like jump in the meeting right at 9 o'clock? You know, I was going through all this stuff and then finally after I thought of every plan in the book, I just straight up asked her. I said, listen, about the meeting, is it possible to do it at any other time other than 9 a.m.? And to her credit, she didn't ask me why or anything. She just moved it back to 10 o'clock.
There you go.
Hey, that's cool.
I was like, thank you so much. Cause I almost, that's why I was kind of like, when you were like, yeah, you're doing this. And I'm like, I almost lost the ability to,
okay.
Well. I would have worked it out though. I ran through like, do I just take the whole day off? Like, should I just take Friday off?
I know just people that do that. I know people that will do that.
Well, I never did it for the pre-order day. I would take off the Friday that they're getting delivered, because someone has to be here to sign, right?
Right.
But and it was really funny, because the first year when we moved to the new house in 2019, I stayed home to wait. And what was really funny is it ended up being a wasted day off, because UPS doesn't come to our house until about between 4 and 5 o'clock. Yeah. And I'm usually home. So it was like I wasted a day off for nothing. And then, of course, the pandemic hit and Friday became work from home day. So I never had to take it off again.
There you go.
But I don't know. I'm excited. I shouldn't be. I get excited every year, even though I tell myself I'm not going to.
So I watched the keynote and I watched various tech people that I watch talk about the new one. For you personally, what is the major difference between the 14 and the 15?
Okay, so there's, for me, it comes down to two things. So I'll highlight the big thing. One, it's I have a Max right now and I hate it.
Okay.
So I was going to upgrade regardless of what they put out to a smaller phone.
Okay.
So right there, regardless of what they had done, I wanted to go back to a regular 15 Pro. I don't like the larger screen. Now the other thing that they did, that would have made me upgrade as well, regardless of everything else the phone does, I am a sucker for titanium. There's something about that metal that it's got to come from like a love of Wolverine and adamantium,
mm-hmm.
and those exotic metals and stuff like that. Like, I've got several watches that are made out of titanium. My sunglasses are made out of titanium. One of my wedding rings is titanium. I just like that material. I like the color of it. And I was almost going to get an Ultra because it was in titanium. I haven't done that yet, but that's coming in the next year or two. But I did order a new watch this year too, because I need another one of those for some stupid reason. But yeah, no, that to me, that is why I'm ordering the titanium gray. Mm-hmm. I usually do whatever their pro color is in black.
Yeah.
Every year that's what I do. And this year they're doing one that's in a natural titanium color. So I'm like, that's what I want. I also like that it's a brushed finish on the metal instead of polished.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing for me. It's more about aesthetics. I don't use the phone to its fullest capabilities, but I'm addicted to upgrading every year. And I am a sucker for the way things look. And I have been able to get back to rocking the phone without a case. So the look of it matters more to me now.
Right.
So, and as much as I like, it's so weird. As much as I like expensive things, fancy things, I hate shiny things. I don't like gloss. I don't like chrome. I don't like, so the polished edge on the iPhone Pros is why I've always put a case on them. One of the reasons why I've always put a case on them is because I don't like the polished material.
Right.
So, and it's the other reason why I don't get like a higher end, like Apple Watch, because I don't like the polished stainless steel. I like the matte finish, the brush finish they have on the aluminum models.
Yeah.
So yeah. No, I don't, like I said, I don't go all in on, I like that it does new stuff, and I'll mess around with that stuff. I'm sure eventually down the road I'll take advantage of that stuff. But for me, it usually comes down to they change something about the outside of the phone that appeals to me aesthetically.
Right.
Because the world needs another movie podcast.
The GeekCast Radio Network presents for your listening pleasure, The Cinema Geek.
Hosted by Amanda, Kevin, Matt, and Dan.
Each week we dive headfirst in the landscape of movies as we discuss movie news, play movie games,
go in-depth on reviews,
and even have a top 10 countdown or two.
Also, don't miss our director retrospective series where we review noted directors' movies film by film.
Bottom line is, if you love movies and love podcasts, you need to experience The Cinema Geeks.
You can find us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, or GeekCastRadio.com.
Like science fiction? Of course you do, or you wouldn't be listening to the GeekCast Radio Network. Well, the Marku 42's Universe podcast is an award-winning sci-fi radio show that's been around for over 10 years. We cover everything from Doctor Who to the MCU to pop culture and everything in between. A new show drops on Tuesday mornings on the GCRN website and all of the major podcast platforms. So listen to the Marku 42's Universe podcast from the universe and beyond.
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. We talk...
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spot sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing.
Car.
Download the show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
All right, getting back to our spaces. No. I had planned on asking you about it anyway, because I know it's something.
Well, it's a big event coming up anyway.
Yeah.
Like, they're talking about it at work, too, because they had their Verizon rep in today because the. Well, they give all the corporate members, like, or at least the salaried corporate special phone plans or whatever, that so they don't have to use their own phone. And they were planning on getting the new iPhone for a lot of them. So they were like, yeah, we're waiting until the new iPhone comes out. Like, and it's, you know, with the release information coming now, they're like, we don't want to order anything yet.
Yeah.
I always feel bad for any iPhone user that I know and that knows me that gets a new phone in September. Like, my buddy at work, like, he knew that a new phone was coming, and he literally bought a new phone. He bought a 14 last weekend.
Oh!
And he knew it was coming. And I even told him, I said, why? You couldn't wait 2 weeks? Like, but, hey, whatever. That's, you know, he didn't want to wait. That's fine. But yeah, I was just like, dang, man. So
2 years, and I know this is supposed to be up in our spaces, but we're talking about phones, and it is what it is. We always go on tangents around here, folks. In 2021, I grabbed the Pixel 6 Pro in the Obsidian, or whatever they're calling their basic black. You can have it in any color, folks, as long as it's black. And I love the design of it, specifically the camera bar, because it's so different than every other phone. That the way they redesigned the camera bar on the Pixels. Ever since then, I've seen the 7, now the 8's coming. Even on the Obsidian models, the camera bar is now the, I don't know if it's brushed or if, I think it is brushed, but it's like a silver and it stands out. No, fade to black, people. I probably won't upgrade until Google does a Pixel Pro where it's, once again, like, matches the color of the black. Because that silver just stands out way too much to me.
Speaking of black phones, I don't know if you saw what I posted on my little mini rant I posted on Threads, but have you guys noticed, like, this trend? I think it started in, like, 2020, like, where companies have been releasing
just for the sake of this conversation, companies have been releasing black products, but they've been calling the color Midnight.
Right.
And it's not black. It's a dark blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That just drives me absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
Just absolutely nuts. So my Apple Watch, the one I've got right now and the one that I ordered, Apple doesn't make a black Apple Watch. So I have to get Midnight, and in person, if you see it at a glance, it looks black. But if you look at it for more than closely for more than 10 seconds, it's blue. And all of the cases and stuff like that they released last year had the Midnight moniker on them, and they're all blue. Yeah. When I watched the event this year and they did that, the Apple Watch went first and they still had it in Midnight, I was like, oh, great. They're not going to have black anything. And then they actually have a true black iPhone 15, and then they actually have true black cases and other accessories. I was like, thank you.
Finally, yeah.
Because Sony did that too with the PlayStation. There is no, the black controller isn't black, it's blue. And the plates that the official Sony plates that they released for them aren't black, they're blue as well. And I have a set of those, and it's very obvious on my PlayStation because they have a black strip down the middle of the PlayStation 5.
Right.
And obviously it looks like it's sandwiched, right? So it's got that gloss black strip right down the middle. And then you put the plates on the outside and you can totally tell one black is not like the other one.
Yeah.
I like black. If I wanted blue, I would get blue.
I think at whichever, like you said, I just reposted and liked and commented on your thread there. I think whomever is in charge of the colors at any of these companies, I think they got lost in which color is okay, fine. You want to say it's Obsidian Black. You want to say it's True Black. You want to say it's whatever. As long as it's black. Midnight, to me, has always been, ever since I was writing in middle school in the 90s, it's always been Midnight Blue. That's always what the color. It's exactly. It's a crayon color. I remember writing this stupid ass story and I said something about a midnight blue car. It wasn't black. It wasn't whatever. It was midnight blue. And I think they've confused it. And yeah, no, the only other color I would get any phone I have, whether it's where I am now with Google or whether I have eventually switched back to Apple, whatever, I want a easiest way I can describe it, and Steve will know. And you probably know, Mike. You've seen it around. I want Galvatron Purple from Generation 1. I want basically what the dark purple was for the iPhone a couple of years ago, whatever that was. That's the color I want on a phone if I'm going to get any other color other than black.
I think that was last year. My buddy has
probably no. Well, was it last year or 2 years? I think it was 2 years ago because last year they had the Alpine and the forest green.
No, he has a 14 that's deep purple.
Really? Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
Spaces. He wanted, 'cause
he's a big fan of Maleficent.
That's funny. I've got her dragon form over here in a Funko Soda figure.
Funko Soda.
That's right. They're vinyl figures, but they come in they come in cans, but they also come in bottles because they do 3 liter. 3 liter bottles are essentially 6 inch figures or 7 inch or 8 inch figures, and then the ones that come in the cans are 3.5-4 inch figures. It's different than Funko Pops, so it is what it is. Steve. Your desk. Talk us through your desk. You said you have a window behind it, so...
Yeah, I have a... It's the window to my outdoors, and so I would love nothing more than to, actually have... I don't know. I kind of envision, some of these setups, what they would have for an online... live stream video show podcast program is kind of what I envision. Now the fact that I don't have it doesn't really bother me. It's more so I'm like, well, I want something kind of clean, but mm-hmm. I want something where it looks, I don't know, like a geeky space, I guess.
How big is the window?
Takes up over half of the wall.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, I could do something about it. I've got a curtain basically behind my desk, and there's really okay. not much I could do about it. I could switch to a different wall, but then the freestanding cabinets. You got to move everything else. Yeah, then I got to move my desk, around. And then the freestanding cabinets just don't.
All right, let's stick with what you have now. You said you have a curtain there. Have you thought about room darkening curtains?
Well, like, it is.
Okay. It's, well, what side of the house is
The thing
is,
is like I'm saying I have no room for any display behind me.
Oh.
Is okay. is more well. More or less what I was getting at is that it's there's no way I could display anything behind me. So I'd have to almost like create like a different space if I was going to do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I also want to try and, you know, kind of build out like a, like different themed, I guess, areas.
Okay.
I have Star Trek, I have Transformers, I have various other franchises that
so are here or there. Do you use the window?
No, I can't use it. Okay, so, I can't even open it in the summer because it has no screen. And it was like that when we bought the house. So I just rather than deal with trying to figure out how to get a screen for it that'll fit, I just keep the curtain closed 100% of the time.
So what if you I buy them for every house I've been in. I'm pretty sure you could do it with anything else, like another thing, but these are cut to fit inside the windows, like inside the window space. They don't, they're mm-hmm. not on the outside of the window. They're in the window. They're thermal shades.
Okay.
When you pull them down, they look like an accordion.
Yeah.
If you got a room darkening one and you got it cut to fit that, which you can get a pretty precise fit on them. You could actually, I'm curious, you could probably pull that all the way down and keep that down, right? And then mm-hmm. you could put floating shelves behind you across the window.
Hmm.
Yeah, you said it a lot more eloquently than I was going to say it. I was going to say it. Can't you just put the room darkening curtain there and put shelves in front of the curtain?
But the curtain is in that's the problem with the
right,
curtain.
Right, yeah.
In the room.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, if that was a window that I wasn't using, I would think about potentially, you know, because it's not, I mean, a floating shelf isn't necessarily like a 100% permanent feature. So if you ever moved again, obviously you could just take it down and the window is restored. But there's, I feel like you could, if you did that, I mean, or you could even you could put a light filtering one in there so you can still get some natural light from it and mm-hmm. still put the,
shelves
the up. Floating shelves across it.
Yep.
Interesting.
I don't know. It's just off the top of my head.
absolutely.
Some of the sturdiest studs are on either side of that window and probably in that room. So.
Oh yeah, totally. I mean, it's. And honestly, like I said, I never open it. So. Yeah, it might be beneficial to experiment with that and using that space to put in some kind of a floating shelf system.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
Cause if you did it with a light filtering shade, it would almost be like you backlit your shelves.
Hmm.
I don't know.
That would be interesting. That would be awesome. I think that mm-hmm. would be great.
I'll have to toy around with that. It definitely gives ideas for what to do with that section.
Absolutely. I'm so glad I don't. I mean, I have the way my living room is, it's a long living room, dining room combination. And I have a patio with a patio door. That's pretty much the only outside light I get in. And it just has vert blinds. Ugh, vert blinds. Ugh. Hate those things. I've actually had to purchase two because the. I'm so happy that I don't have windows behind me anymore. In the house that Karen and I had had back in 2018, 2019, the office that I was in had two solid walls and then one wall with one window, and then the front facing of the house was two windows in that wall. And as much as I love the light, I have pictures of that office, and you'd be like, Mike, why didn't you put the room darkening curtains up before you put the desk in front of the stupid window that faces east when the sun comes in them? That's why half the time during those years, I could never do any podcast work in the morning because I can't freaking see the screen on the computer. So I'm so happy that I just have walls now. Than a windows.
Yeah, that was one of the things when we moved into this house and I was doing the room downstairs for us. So I had them wire up when we were planning on the house and stuff like that. I had them run wiring on like the far wall in my in my family room. I had them run wiring on the far wall because I was going to put the TV on the far wall. So like when you walk around the corner, you're looking at the TV. And so they put outlets where I wanted them and like coaxial outlets and all this other stuff. So everything was ready to go. And when we went and saw, once they got the drywall, like they got the framing up and the house was all like going, I walked in there while the studs were still up and I'm like, no, this isn't going to work. So I can't, because the builders were so crappy, I couldn't ask them to move those outlets to the wall, like, or on the wall next, like the, it's hard to explain, but I couldn't tell them to move it to a different wall, the wall that I wanted it on. So yeah. When Allie and I went in and we ran all of my speaker wire and everything, I ran it on the wall that I wanted it to be on. And then we just planned on me putting a couple holes in the wall, because the wall that my TV is on shares the wall with the garage. So if I just drill right through the wall, I'm going right into the garage, which is great because just drill right through it and you can run wires wherever you want in the garage. And ended up like, but the result of that was I have three windows. They put three windows next to each other to make it look like you've got one big window. And so we did something kind of neat. Those three windows now were like my TV is in front of those three windows now, basically. Like it's, I sit up there's like the three windows behind me. There's the couch I'm sitting on behind me and the TV in front of me. So during the day, the sun is just pouring into that room, right? And it borderline wipe, at least with the settings I have on the TV, I can make the TV fight the sun. but with the settings I have the TV set on, it can't, but I can change things and I can watch TV with the lights up. And I only say it like that because I have an OLED TV and those are notorious for not being able, like people say they're not bright enough, but apparently I've had two and they're apparently the brightest OLEDs ever. I don't know. But anyways, so what we did is I did something kind of neat because I liked having the three windows, but what I didn't like was that it wasn't like a big bay window. It was just like three separate windows. And so we did those cellular shades that I told you about, Steve. We got them cut to fit in there, and all three of those, and they're light filtering. So even when we pull it's nice because you can pull them shut and that the sunlight still comes in the room, but
it's not blinding you.
It's not, well, it's, I don't want to say it's not blinding you, but it's not like, I don't know. I like having the solar shades, like all of our rooms have light filtering shades in them. And I like having those shut versus having them open. Like mm-hmm. one, it gives you more privacy.
Yep.
and it gives you all that light coming in.
True.
So, but I've still got the problem of the you know, stuff behind me. So what we did is we bought blackout curtains to put in front of the light filtering shades. And I got a really long curtain rod to go all across all three windows. Mm-hmm. And then we bought, it's not just two curtains for all three windows. We did four curtains. So there's two curtains on the outside, and then there's two curtains in the middle. And the two in the middle, we put over the pillars that are between the two, the middle window and the two outside ones. So when it's all set upright, it looks like we have four curtains and one giant massive window.
That's because so cool.
The curtains are on the inside of the house. The curtains are hiding the fact that there's three individual windows there.
Yeah.
Which I really like. I think it looks a lot nicer than what they did. But that's just how I dealt with that. The light filtering shades and the room darkening stuff. So I can pretty much watch movies whenever I want, which is nice.
That's awesome. Yeah. Room darkening. And my apartment now doesn't get, I mean, it gets light, but it's not like fully direct since I'm on the first floor. It's not like I'm getting and I'm on the north side of the building. So it's not getting full direct sunlight a lot. Like it is what it is, but everywhere else I've lived, again, somewhere 10, 15 years ago, whenever it was, I had seen these things at like Linens and things or whatever. And they're basically, you know, black fake leather curtains that are room darkening. And I've had those everywhere I go. And basically it's the same setup that you were saying with yours, Mike, where you have the two on the end, the two in the middle, and it looks like it has, I do all that. I just wish I had saved I knew I was, you know, X number of years later going to live in an apartment with another one of these patio door things. I wish I had saved the custom wooden rod that I had for it. I don't know what happened to that. So basically I just got to go to Lowe's or Home Depot or whatever and just find something long enough and just bracket it up. And because sadly the apartment complex, I asked the leasing manager, I'm like, hey, can I do this? Or, oh, well, we want everything to match everything. And I'm like, oh, okay. So basically if I want to put the room darkening curtains up in this living room, I have to leave the vert blinds up and just put it like just in front of it. So it's, you know, because they want the outside of the building to be uniformity. The backside of the dark room darkening curtains I have is like a dark gray. It isn't going to change anything. It is what it is. It's a problem with apartment living, but it's what I have to do. Everything else is coming along nicely. I like the way I have the pictures that are behind me. I still have to get, like I said, two shelves built to finish displaying the Funko Pops and all that stuff. The desk is, like I said, fairly simple. And the only thing I put as far as, so all the geeky pictures are behind me. So if anyone, I'm getting, like, I don't mind not, I prefer not doing video with us because it's just easier for me on the editing for this. But anytime I'm guesting on anyone else's show, whether it's on YouTube or whatever, I now have all these Transformers and Turtles posters behind me. So that's all the geek stuff. And then in front of me, I have three art prints that Karen and I had bought back in 2020 or 2021, right before she passed. And they're all Pacific Northwest location things. So basically, it's like I have a piece of her here with me as I'm doing all the stuff in front of me on the computer. And that's pretty much it. Everything else is like, you know, I've got Batman here, you know. So other than that, you know, still working on some other things, but I will say the only other thing major that I've done here, I've had done here, because I couldn't do it. I had a guy come over and do it for me. Finally, so Karen, in 2018, when I was getting around Christmas time, she was like, okay, we can each buy each other one big ticket item. What do we want? She wanted a new laptop. I wanted a 4K TV. So I got a 55-inch Sharp 4K TV. It's been traveling and in storage over the last few years. when I finally got here, I called the guy and I'm like, look, because we're going to get it mounted at the last apartment we were at. And I actually bought the mount already. So I got here and I'm like, look, I just want this mounted in the bedroom. So I finally, after 5, 6, however the hell many years it's been, I have my 55-inch 4K TV mounted in the bedroom. And that's pretty much all that's in the bedroom as far as decoration goes, at least now anyway. But it's fun. Keeps everything fresh and interesting. I'm not always out here at the desk, but when I am out here at the desk, I've got all the little knickknacks and all that stuff, and just keeps me editing the shows.
Now I'm contemplating putting all my knickknacks in boxes.
Well, I've got about 250 out of the 350. I've got basically about half my Funko Pop collection. I'm like, I either just want to throw it away or just sell it or whatever, except I don't want to do all the hassle of having to sell them individually. I just want somebody to come over here, pick it up, pay me some money, and that's it. Just take it away. So I'm sort of down. I want to downsize. It's just... Anderson's a small-ass town. I think it's smaller than Columbus.
Well, Columbus is a very big city. So my setup right now, I spent COVID upgrading all of my stuff in preparation for the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series X. So I got a new receiver. I got a new... The only thing that didn't get overhauled in my setup was my speakers, because they're still good.
Right.
So I ended up getting a new receiver. I bought a new Blu-ray player because I can't use my game consoles to play movies. I refuse to do it. I use the PS3 for it all the time, but the PS3 was really good at it. And everything that I've had afterwards that can play discs since the PS3 has been trash. So I do not use them to play movies. I don't even use them for streaming content. I have Apple TVs for that. But I bought a 4K, a designated 4K player. And I, last fall, I've had it for almost a year. I bought a brand new 77-inch OLED for the wall, which has been great. And so that all has been retrofitted, and it's made Allie and I, like, really, almost every time Allie and I go to the movies, we question whether or not we really need to be going to the movie theater.
Why are we spending all this money when we could just buy snacks and sit at home and watch it on the amazing... Yeah, I remember you talking about that, too.
Yep. So the only other thing I need to do, and I'm hoping I can get it done within... I'm hoping the next 6 months, but we'll see what happens. It'll probably be longer than that, but, like... I'm sure I'll talk about it when it actually does happen. In my family room, there are, in each corner, there are, there's a down light in each corner, and that's the primary lights that they installed for the house. Mm-hmm. So it's one light switch in the family room turns on all four corners, and it lights up the room just fine. It's great. It's awesome. But we almost never use them, because they're so bright and they cannot be dimmed. So my plan is to, I love the Hue smart lights. So my plan is to replace those four with Hue down lights, so that my wife and I can control the two lights that are in front of us and the two lights that are in back of us separately, or any combination therein that we want, because it'd just be really nice to be able to use those lights more efficiently, whether it's like being able to just like dim them so it's just the right amount of light in the room, or if it's like we just want the two in the front on, or she likes to read like next to me sitting on the couch, and she, right now, like if she's trying to read at night, she has to pull like a lamp over behind her chair turn that on, but like right over her head, literally right over her head is one of those down lights. But we can't turn that one on without turning on all of them.
All four of them. Yeah.
So that's the last thing to make that room, other than like trying to like declutter it and figure out what I want to do with things. Like that's like the last thing I need to get like that room the way that I want. But again, I moved into this house with like making that room and the way that I wanted, like from the get go. So I'm like 90% of the way there. And with my Legos, like, I jump a little bit here, but with my Legos, I want to put them, I have all the instruction manuals for my Legos.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to put them in the bottom of a bin, and I don't want to break the sets. Like, I want to put all the sets in the bin as well as I possibly can. And if pieces break off, I don't really care. But I want to put all the instruction manuals in the bottom and then set all the Lego sets like on top of them. And if we move or they get jostled or they break, somebody's going to open up this tub and there's going to be thousands of dollars worth of Lego sets in there. And the instruction manuals are going to be in the bottom and all the pieces are going to be there to put them all back together. Like, I don't know. Like, there was a point in my life where I wanted to display that stuff. But the sets that I buy are so big and they can only go on the top shelf.
Okay. What specific sets are you talking? When you say you buy the big sets, which ones? Like, which are the two biggest ones you have currently?
The two biggest ones that I have?
Yeah.
I have the Millennium Falcon and I have the Titanic.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's pretty big.
We also have Hogwarts and the Disney Castle, Saturn V rocket. I have the X-Wing, the B-Wing,
wow.
Slave One, the 1989 Batmobile, the Tumbler, and the Shield Helicarrier. And they take and Voltron.
You could make whole amusement park out of one room of your house. You could make an amusement park out of your basement.
Yeah. But like the way it's just set up right now, it's like it just takes up all the space on the tops of the shelves. And I don't want anything on the top anymore.
Yeah. And you don't want anything on the top anymore, but you're also not enjoying it. So if you're not enjoying it, your reaction is to let's put all this stuff in storage for now and figure out something else.
Yeah, I think that's probably what's going to happen here shortly. The more, because like I just keep thinking about it, and it's going to happen like one weekend when my wife goes out of town. I'm going to do it while she's out of town, and she'll just come back to like nothing being on top of the on top of the cabinets. I don't mind stuff being in the cabinets because it's shelves. I just don't want to display this stuff anymore for some reason. And I think it's probably because, honestly, it's probably because no one comes over.
Mm.
Like, who am I displaying this for? No one comes over to the house. True.
That is true, but again, perfect example. You know, I mean, I'm not you guys. You guys aren't me. But look at me. I'm living by myself again. I'm only displaying the Funkos that I wanted to, like, I can walk in here, walk over to whatever shelf. Oh, I like that star. Oh, look at the Blacklight TMNT. So, okay, I like that stuff and whatever else. And I've tied where they're displayed into where the posters are on the opposite wall. So the Transformers stuff is under the Transformers posters are above it. The Turtles stuff, the Turtles posters are above it. But I get what you're saying. Like, who are you displaying them for? Ultimately, you're supposed to want to display them for yourself and for your wife if she enjoys them, kind of thing. But if you're not enjoying it, then yeah, store it up.
Yeah, I don't go and look at them. Like they're like when we moved in, we bought a giant coffee table because that's where, and we put the Falcon on the coffee table in the middle of the family room. Mm-hmm. And it stayed there for, oh man, I think I moved it, we moved it upstairs, away from where everyone can see it, I think in last year, I think I did that, either early this year or late, or sometime last year I did it. And so that now there's nothing on the coffee table downstairs. And that made such a difference, like just in general. And then I was like, well, I'm not showing that. And that's like the coolest freaking thing. But like I build them, I put them on a shelf and I don't touch them. I don't even go and look at them or fiddle with them. Like And it was like, I'm doing this because, like, you know, we had people come over and do work on the house. Like, we had people come over and paint, and we had people come over and, you know, the water heater and the solar panels and stuff like that. And they come in the house and they see the stuff. And there's like a conversation that happens about it. But it's like, I live with this. The stuff is just here. Like, there's no one's coming to see it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Now having this conversation now is making me really just want to go throw
a box. Well, I didn't intentionally mean for that to happen.
No. I don't blame you.
No, I know. But it's just one of those things where, like I said, like, if you're not enjoying it, then do what you're going to, you know, like we said, pack it up. I still have, like I said, I still have to have somebody build two other shelves for me so I can get all the other ones that I want to display up off the floor, because that's my ultimate goal, is to have no pop box on the floor at all. And right now that's not the case. But I mean, it's, I don't know. Between Transformers, Masters of the Universe, Turtles, Star Wars, ad icons like McDonald's stuff and food stuff, whatever else, I don't know. I've got an interesting display. I do have one shelf, the bookcase that I've had for forever. My Uncle Patrick built it 40, 50 years ago for my mom. I have got probably about 25. Well, there's 25 at least on the top shelf. There's probably 100 Funko Pops on that entire shelf, and they are all aligned by year of the character or what. Like, Abraham Lincoln is the first one because he was born, I forget what year he was born in 1809. He got elected president in 1860. Then it goes to Mr. Monopoly, which is 1936, and so on and so forth. But they are all different characters sorted by year of the debut, like all that stuff. And I like that shelf because I don't think none of the other Funko people that I talk to, interact with, have ever displayed something like that, and I just kind of like that aspect of it. And you gotta, like I said before, you gotta enjoy it. And if you're not enjoying it, then so let's say right now after the podcast, I don't know, you're not gonna do this because Allie's there and whatever else, but let's say this weekend she does go away, you go and pack all of it up. What would you want to put in its place?
Nothing.
Really?
I don't want anything on the top of the cabinet. So what I have, just so everyone at home knows, IKEA makes these. People buy them for records. They're great record shelves. They're like the lac stuff from IKEA.
Okay.
It's they come in like the middle shelves. The shelves in the unit are perfect squares, and they're the size of a record. So people will buy them to store their records in. But really what it does is makes little cubbies for you to set up little things in. And I have my family room. I have four of these. They're 2 cubes tall and 4 cubes long. So they're I call them 2x4s. So, and I have four of those, and they're all laying on their side. So they're four boxes long, and I can set the bigger Legos are sitting on top of them. The problem is they're big, and they're just kind of like, they're sitting on like a stand, and they're just kind of like, if they were in a shelf, if they could fit in a shelf in one of the cubes, I probably wouldn't care so much, but they can't. So they're out, and it looks kind of like you just set something on a shelf and forgot to move it to where it needed to be later. You know, like, wow. And that's not how they're there. I mean, I've got them like angled nicely and like posed and all this other stuff. But it's like, at the end of the day, it just kind of looks like, oh, you ran out of space and you just set this thing here and you're going to do something with it later. So in my head, I'm just like, I want nothing. I don't want anything on top of them. At least the two that are like in front of me, like on either side of my TV, I don't want anything on those. So like, if I could move all the stuff that's on those to the two that are on the, it's hard to explain this without anyone seeing my house, but if I could move all that stuff to the other two that are in my, that are out of my eyesight,
mm-hmm.
I probably wouldn't put stuff anywhere, but there's no room. I can't do that. There's no room on the that I can't see. Like, so my only option is for me to just take the nuclear option and clear off all the Legos.
Oh, jeez.
So there is a shelf in the garage that I used to have at the house before we moved down here. We used it. Once we moved down here, we never used it again. We just kind of left it in the garage and used it to put garage stuff on. Maybe I could drag that back in the house, and because all the Legos used to be on that. So okay. I wonder if I could drag that back into the house, into the family room, in like the back corner, and just throw all the Legos on that and just call it a day. Like, if this is just a Lego shelf and this is where they live now, just to get everything off of the entertainment centers. It just I don't know, it doesn't
it's not entertaining.
No, like I said, no one's coming over. I used to buy the stuff and like and build it and display it, but people used to like come over and there'd be like, or you know, my friend's kids would come over and they'd see it and they kind of like fuss around with it or something like that. But like, that doesn't happen. Like, yeah. I don't know why this, but it's also part of me. Like, I'm just trying to like streamline everything. Like, I'm just tired of having to carry a bunch of crap. But at the same time, I have a hard time getting rid of stuff. Like if I, like you might, like you said, Mike, you don't want to go through the hassle of trying to sell stuff. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to go through the hassle, but also part of the hassle is me, because Allie and I thought about trying to sell some of the Lego sets, and we did post some of it, but like all we got was like the runaround. Like, we got one guy that said he was going to come and buy one of the sets and then kept not coming.
Yeah.
Which, okay, whatever, I don't really care. I never thought you would actually come and buy it anyways, but like, that's just what happened. Plus, nobody's going to pay me what I think these things are worth.
True.
I collected it. I built it. I have the box. I have the instructions. Like, I think it's worth X amount of dollars and nobody's going to pay me for that. There's like a certain level of like, just like, there's gotta be another word other than nostalgia for the set that I can
perceive value.
I can't think of. What is it?
Perceived value.
Yeah, like I've got like perceived value, like put in this stuff, but no one's gonna match that, so I can't. I can never get like, and that's one of the reasons why I can't sell stuff. I would almost rather, like, this sounds really bad, I would almost rather throw stuff away than go through the hassle of trying to sell it. I don't know why. Or get no, sorry, I don't want to throw it away. I'd rather give it away to someone that I knew than to try to get someone to pay me, some stranger to pay me what I think it's worth.
All right, so I'm going to ask you the question that I ask everybody on ToyCast. This is a hypothetical. The house is on fire. Every human, pet, all that stuff, every person is safe. You can only run back in to save one Lego set. Which one are you going to save?
None.
Oh. All right, well.
I knew that was going to blow up in your face.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, come on, like, I can't, like, it's not a, it's, here's the problem. I am a very logical person, okay, and I think it's something that my dad, like, I, this becomes more and more obvious to me as I get older, and it's something my dad always told me as a kid when I wanted something or wasn't able to get something, and this kind of plays back into, like, the whole thing. I get excited about the iPhone. I was going to be so mad if I wasn't able to pre-order and get it, like, on launch day, but he always told me, and it makes more sense as I get older, they made more than one. Like, nothing I have in the house nothing I have in the house matters enough to me to run back in and get it in a fire.
Okay.
Like, and that goes to like other things too. Like, if something happens, like my wife got rear-ended and I didn't even care that she got rear-ended. I just was fine that she was okay. I didn't care how much it was going to take to take care of the car. I didn't even care. Like,
okay,
the car did what it was supposed to and protected her. Like, I wasn't mad that she damaged the car in any way, shape, or form, you know. Like, I say like she's the one that rear-ended herself, but
I know what you mean.
Yeah. I don't care about that stuff because I can get it taken care of. And yeah, I sit here and I say they made more than one, but like, I don't want to pay hundreds of dollars again to replace this stuff. But if it was to like all like burn down,
right?
I don't need. I'm not going to run back in a burning building to grab a Lego set. That's not.
Okay. Well, again, the question is hypothetical, and I guess basically what I'm trying to say is out of all the ones you have, what is the one that means the most to you that you would want to have? Not necessarily on your entertainment centers, but just have in your house where you could see it at every once in a while. Because the thing I was going to suggest was, if you want to get rid of them, instead of throwing them away or trying to sell them, donate them to Toys for Tots.
Well, see, I mean, if I was going to donate Legos to Toys for Tots, I'd probably throw them in a bin and shake that bin as hard as I possibly could because.
Well, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, that's the other thing. Like, I don't know. I'll tell you right now, it wouldn't be the Millennium Falcon because I can't pick it up. The Millennium Falcon cannot be picked up. The last two pages of the instruction manual they show you how to pick it up.
Oh my God.
And I am physically unable to do that. when we move the Millennium Falcon, we move it like people in a hospital move a patient from one bed to another.
One, two, three, move. Yeah.
Well, yep. So for example, when we moved the Millennium Falcon upstairs, right? We went upstairs and got the table that the Falcon was going to go on and brought that table downstairs. We put it next to the table that the Falcon was on and then did what you just said, Mike. We went 1, 2, 3 and we didn't pick it up. We pushed it from one table to the other and then carried it upstairs loose on that table, keeping the table level, carried it upstairs.
I do not have the dexterity to pick it up.
It was slid from one table to the other. So it wouldn't
be the sliding I could handle. The carrying it up the stairs, I would not. The table would go everywhere. The Millennium Falcon would go everywhere. My back would be broken and my legs would be broken because I'd fall down the damn stairs because I wouldn't be able to hold it steady enough to carry. Oh, wow. Damn.
I don't know. Gun to my head, it would probably either be my Star Wars B-Wing or the Voltron set. If I went nuts because my house is perfect now.
But that's the where I was trying to go with that is keep what you absolutely want to keep and then donate everything else.
Yeah. Like I said, I'd rather give it to somebody that I know. Like I sent Joe came down and visited us in the spring, and I had a Star Wars snowspeeder, and that's his favorite Star Wars thing. So I sent him home with that. I gave him the box and the instructions and the whole set. I sent him home. Mm-hmm. I sent that one to a good home.
Yep.
So, I don't know.
That's cool. Steve?
What is the question that you're asking?
I don't know. What is the thing you want to say? So your window, what's opposite your window? That's where your bookcases are, right? Or your shelves are?
So if you're walking straight into my office, which is basically the fourth bedroom in this house, it goes, your view from the doorway is that window.
Okay.
So my desk actually faces the door.
Right.
But it also is like, it's an L desk. So part of it is up against that wall. So my back is to that window and the bookcases that are on the desk are up against the wall. So they're, like part of me has contemplated like dumping them out like getting rid of them and just putting up actual shelving and just moving the desk. But part of me is like, I also like not having a bunch of stuff just showing. It's one of those as I get older, I'm like, do I want all of it out? So it's kind of tough, but
yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, it just depends on, like, I know you like everything you have in your shelves. You wouldn't it if you didn't like it. So, but finding a better way to
a better way to display it would probably be the thing that I struggle with. Because I also have limited space.
Yeah, that's true. I was going to say, what about floating shelves? But then it would be all out in the open and nobody wants that.
Like I said, part of me is like, you know, it'd be nice to have them out in the open. But at the same time, part of me is like, I like the fact that they're hidden.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, I'm the only one that ever sees it. So kind of goes back to that boat of, you know, infrequently open the cabinet, so unless I'm in my office.
Right, yeah.
But I enjoy working on the craft of it all.
Yeah. Well, you're doing a lot more 3D printing nowadays than you ever were before, now that you have a 3D printer, now that you finally fixed it again.
Yes. But I'm also painting the stuff that I print. So.
Yep. Steve's got his own little craft studio, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
So I guess we can put this to the audience. What kind of stuff do you have in your geeky space? How do you display your stuff? And you guys can let us know. And next time we'll read your replies on air, kind of thing. Is there anything else we wanted to bring up?
I don't have anything in particular.
Okay.
No, I'm good.
How about that Aquaman 2 trailer?
Are you being serious?
Not really.
I'm not enthused. I mean, it's just another DC movie that they're going to find some way of rebooting.
I didn't think it was ever going to come out. Honestly.
And I mean, it was always December.
Was it really? Oh, well. That just goes to show you how much I'm paying attention to DC. Or Marvel, for that matter. I mean, until... Like, everything... Because I'm one of those types of people, and I've said this on the show plenty of times before. My brain is mush. I will forget things, so I will watch... Like, spoilers don't affect me. Like, if I... Like... We've talked about this before. You have a teaser trailer and then a final trailer, but in the midst of all that, you have like 17 different clips of showing various scenes. I think I've watched every single video the Star Wars channel has put out for Ahsoka, and I think I've watched almost all the clips for the Marvels, because I'm kind of looking forward to the Marvels for some odd reason. I don't know why. I just like the way the trailers and things are showing that movie. It seems like it's going to be fun.
So, okay, here's the thing about the Marvels that I was excited. I'm looking forward to seeing the movie, but the closer I get to it and the more I think about it, the more I'm not. So,
yeah.
First of all, the movie's only 90 minutes long. Okay. And not only that, sit back and think about this for a second, because it expects anyone that goes to see, I don't think I've seen a movie like this. Okay. It expects you to have seen WandaVision, Ms. Marvel, and Secret Invasion.
Yep.
It expects you to have watched all of that before you see the Marvels. I I have watched all of that, so I'm going to go see the movie and I'm going to be just fine. But I can't imagine trying to go see. I'm curious to see how this movie goes. It's 90 minutes, and if you didn't watch any of that stuff, two of the characters in that movie had no introduction.
Yeah.
That dawned on me, I think, like last week or something like that. And not to mention, you got to go to get Carol's story. You have to have at least seen Captain Marvel, Endgame or Infinity Gauntlet and Endgame. Infinity War and Endgame.
Yep.
And
well,
yeah, like I don't holy cow, man.
We stumped him, ladies and gentlemen. He's just stumped over this movie. 90 minutes. So, Mike, are you watching Ahsoka?
Yes, I've not seen the fifth episode.
I'm not going to spoil anything. I'm just asking if you have been watching the show.
Yeah. Pleasantly surprised.
Me too.
The entire internet went crazy, and I did this on the studio episode that my buddy Dave and I did for the first four episodes. So the time length, how do you feel about the time length of the episodes? And let me just run this down really quick. Episode 1, 57 minutes. Episode 2, 44. Episode 3, 37. That's what made the, oh my God, it's only 37 minutes. What are they going to do? 41 for the fourth episode, and then 52 for the fifth episode. So comparing the episode 3 at 37 minutes to the 90 minutes that I was surprised in that 37 minutes for episode 3, how much they fit into that short a time span.
So here's the thing. You're comparing a TV show to to a movie, all right? Second of all, it's a streaming show, so I never expect them to be like, literally streaming TV is not episodic TV anymore. It is meant for binge. We've heard other people say this. You're not watching eight episodes of Ahsoka. You're watching an Ahsoka movie that has been chopped up into eight parts.
Right.
Okay. So that the runtime of an individual episode doesn't bother me. Now, do I wish when I watch the third episode, do I wish maybe I had more than 30 minutes of it to watch in that sitting? Yes, absolutely. But at the end of the day, when I'm done, I'm going to have eight episodes of Ahsoka and it'll be fine. My concern, and I've seen 90-minute movies that are great. They're fine. My concern with the Marvels is you've got 90 minutes, and think about all the cover. Like, I can't think of another movie that's like this, where if you didn't watch
all the other
three different
stuff.
TV shows,
yeah.
That you might not even have. Maybe you didn't even sign up for Disney Plus. Maybe you didn't care. Like, how do you explain that stuff? You know what I'm saying? How do you explain that stuff? Like, that's what baffles me about it. It's like before the pandemic, all the Marvel movies, you just watch the Marvel movies. That was it. That's all you had to watch. And I didn't really have an issue with them making TV shows. Until the Marvels, until it dawned on me that, like, okay, now you're making a movie and you might as, like, it's kind of like the equivalent of, like, reading a comic event series and, like, missing two issues.
Right, yeah.
It's like, I don't get that. I'm very curious. I'm curious how they do the character introductions. I'm curious how just how this stuff flows. Cause like, usually when you think of when you think of movies that have multiple characters in them, they tend to be a little longer. They tend to be bloated because there's so many parts in it that you have to have. So I'm curious how 90 minutes is going to feel when everyone was like super mad with how Iron Man 2 turned out. Like, not me. I liked Iron Man 2. But like, everyone else seemed to be like super mad with how bloated Iron Man 2 was. Like, I don't know. It's just a little disconcerting for it to be 90 minutes. Plus, I love long movies. I love them. The longer a movie is, the more I like it. Because I just get it's just more of what you like, right? So
yeah.
You know, give me the Matt Reeves 3-hour Batman movie. I don't care. I'll watch that all day. So I'm curious to see how the Marvels shapes out. Just from like one of those things, like I'm gonna watch it by you have to like it's one of those movies that's gonna be really weird to see how people like take it because I don't think I've ever said this on a podcast because I don't think we really, really talked about Endgame. I don't think I've really talked about Endgame with you guys.
Okay.
But I don't like Infinity War and Endgame. They're fine. They're good movies.
Mm-hmm.
But what I have a hard time trying to figure out is, are they good movies by themselves? Are they good movies because of the 23 other movies that came before it? Like, if you showed nobody any Marvel movie at all ever and just had them sit down and watch Endgame, is it still good? Like, and that's just my brain sitting here going like, yeah, they made the movie that's the culmination that's built on the back of like everything that came before it. Mm-hmm. So like when I go to see a Marvel movie, like I try to take Marvel movie in two parts. I take it as it's a part of a bigger picture and I enjoy it that way. But if I sit back and someone goes, oh, it was a great movie, I take the side of, is it a good movie because it fits or is it a good movie by itself?
And Steve, go ahead, Mike.
I'm not a fan of anything post Endgame, honestly, but part of the problem with Marvel movies, they don't make sense. Like, they're good in context.
Yeah.
But if you take that context away, the fact that you need all the other films to understand them does not make them a good movie. It makes them a good sequel.
Right.
But they're not the fact that they can't stand on their own merit.
Hang on a second. Before everyone starts shouting at us, I just want to say there are Marvel movies that do stand on their own. I will highlight the three Guardians movies. They stand on their own.
100%.
Which we've talked about previously here recently because they exist in a cosm by themselves. 100% by themselves. Another movie that I will say that stands on it. There are two other ones that I will say that stand on their own. Three. I'll say there are three. There's Black Panther stands on its own. Ant-Man stands on its own. And Winter Soldier stands on its own.
Yep.
I feel like everything else is a, like, I can watch those movies by themselves. I don't feel like I'm missing anything by just like jumping in on those movies. But like everything else is I'll say the first I guess you could also throw Iron Man, okay. Thor, and the first Avenger in there, right? Because there was nothing before those, so right. That was it. But once you get to the Avengers, like this goes for Avengers, this goes for Age of Ultron, and even Civil War, are those movies good or are they good because of everything that came before them?
And that's
always my, maybe it's like the devil's, like I like to play devil's advocate, so I can sit down and I can enjoy something, but then I have to sit back and if I'm having a conversation with other like-minded people, I take the opposing viewpoint and I have to ask, is it good or is it only good because it fits?
So it's funny because I watched Infinity War and Endgame just like everybody else did when they first released. And then some time passed, and I think it was either the end of 2021 or sometime last year, I went back and I only watched Infinity War and Endgame back to back within a 2-day period. I think, yes, technically you probably need all the other continuity bits, but I think the two movies as a bookend to each other fit well. I don't think, like, you can't watch Infinity War without watching Endgame, because Infinity War's the cliffhanger, Endgame's the endgame. Well, hello.
Right, but they're the same movie.
Right, it's the same movie. I will say that I've had this weird feeling of wanting to go back and take out certain Marvel movies and watch them based on the character. So Iron Man 2, 1, 2, 3. Captain America, 1, 2, 3. Avengers, 1, 2, 3, 4. And just watch those as a singular story. Because I've already seen the entire 23, 24, however many hell damn movies are. I've already seen them all in the order that they're supposed to be done in and whatever else. So, I don't know. I think when I rewatched Infinity War and Endgame last year, I'll just say it was last year. I don't remember if it was last year or not. I liked it. I thought it was good. I thought they were each really good. But at the same time, I still think you do need, if you're someone who has never, I would never, ever tell anyone to watch Infinity War and Endgame without at least watching Iron Man, Civil War, and the other two Avengers movies.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, you waited a little bit and you rewatched those movies, mm-hmm. but you still have that weight. You know.
Yeah,
you
know, I know.
You know who these characters are. You know why to be invested in them in certain beats. Like, mm-hmm. like, do those beats land if you don't know anything? And I don't know.
I think there's so much meme culture on the internet nowadays. If you were watching just to watch, say, for example, Steve Rogers, Captain America. The scene, is it, where is it? It's when they do the time. I could do this all day. Yeah, I know. That scene when Steve meets himself. I think that's funny. And I think there have been more than enough memes on the internet that a general person might laugh at that. But I don't think the Marvel movies are made for general audiences. They are made for geeks. I don't know. I could be wrong.
I agree with you. I'm just curious to see how the Marvels is going to turn out, because I get nervous when a genre movie is 90 minutes. You give me like a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a tight 90-minute comedy. That's fine, but you give me like a action adventure, sci-fi, anything. If it comes in at less than 2 hours, I'm scratching my head. Now that said, like I said, I've seen 90-minute movies that are amazing, and 65 million is one of those movies.
Yeah.
So it can be done, but I'm curious how Marvel is going to do this, because.
So let me ask you, I looked up, as we've been talking about this, I looked up the running time, because you mentioned it. I looked up the running time of Iron Man 2. Iron Man 2 is 2 hours and 5 minutes. If you took out that additional 30 minutes of time, do you think Iron Man 2 could have been a tighter film, or do you think we would have lost something from that story to fit it into the 90-minute for the Marvels?
I like Iron Man 2, so I like it too.
Yeah.
I don't know what you could have taken from that. I mean, obviously every movie has something that could be trimmed out of it, but that means something's going to get lost. It's like, what storyline do you drop?
You could
probably drop all the S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff. That's what most people disliked about the movie anyways, was all the S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff.
S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff, yeah.
So
I don't know what's going to happen with the Marvels. All as I know is everything I've seen of it, as far as the action goes and as far as the way they're promoting it, it's gotten me excited to see it. I will say I have not seen Ms. Marvel. I know who the character is of Kamala Khan, because I've seen people play the dead video game that they tried to do with Marvel's The Avengers, but and I've seen her in other places as well. So And I didn't even finish Secret Invasion. I read the Wikipedia article just to get the ending.
I lied. I haven't finished Secret Invasion. I don't think I'm going to either.
The only thing I cared about Secret Invasion was Fury. I didn't care about the Skrulls or whatever. Like, I just wanted to see Fury kicking ass. That's all I wanted to see.
See, what blows about some of these projects that they've done, and I'm glad I saw some news earlier today that made me kind of happy. A lot of these Disney Plus projects, like, they were going to be movies, and then they made them TV shows.
Yeah.
And they probably still should have been movies. Secret Invasion should have been a movie. Ms. Marvel probably could have been a movie. I don't know. But the one thing I did notice, Obi-Wan was supposed to be a movie. Boba Fett was supposed to be a movie, which is probably why the last half of the Obi-Wan series is good and the first half of it is trash. And all of Boba Fett is just trash.
Except for the Mando 2.5 season. Episodes 5 and 6.
Okay, but yeah, well, even Mandalorian is trash now too, so.
Oh.
Yep.
But the... I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. Lando was supposed to be a TV series, and now apparently it's going to be a movie again.
Mm.
So, good.
Yeah.
I liked Solo, so when they were like, it was on the back burner, and then it was going to be a TV show, and I'm like, God, these things don't need to be TV shows. And luckily, it's supposedly there was news today that it's going to be a movie again. So, good. The problem is when you make a TV show, you need to get like 6 or 8 episodes, and your story probably doesn't need 6 or 8 episodes. Like it could have been a movie, and it would have been way better.
Yeah.
So, because we all know how TV works. You've got the Monster of the Week episode, you've got the villain episodes, you've got the story episodes, you've got filler episodes, and like, if you're not telling like a concise story, it just doesn't, you know, I don't know.
It doesn't flow well.
Anyways.
Steve?
Yeah. No, I was agreeing.
I know you were agreeing. What's next? Are we closing shop?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, then, take us out.
So thank you for listening to Alter Geek. You can get a hold of us on the website, geekcastradio.com. You can, of course, find us on all the social media platforms or the ones that we've decided to stay on. And in some cases, on whatever they happen to be this week, whether it be X or Threads or Instagram or the multitude out there.
Blue Sky. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The social platform of the week. So until next time, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks.
I refuse to be real.